Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. How many times have you listened to the radio or watched the news and something comes on that catches your fancy? Something about science, about the space program, about medicine, about genetics, but hey, you're the only one in the room. There's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can get to the phones and get right to me, and you can record a comment or a question. All you have to do is call 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. A recording will come on. Leave your name, the call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. Leave your comment or question, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. That's right. It's as simple as that. Or if you want to make contact with me, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can see a list of my best-selling books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space. What would it be like to terraform Mars? To leave the solar system? To colonize nearby planets? What would it be like to one day encounter extraterrestrial intelligence? Hostile or not? Well, that's my latest book, but then my previous books include The Future of the Mind, about telepathy, telekinesis, about mind-computer interface. Did you know that we can now begin the process of recording dreams? This is all physics. It's not hocus-pocus or magic. We're talking real science here in The Future of the Mind. And then, in Physics of the Future, I talk about robots. The future of the space program. What will a computer look like 100 years from now? And then Physics of the Impossible, I go way out there. I talk about the world maybe 500 years from now. But we might have time machines. We might have starships. We might have the ability to have teleportation and invisibility. And all those things you see in the movies, well, all of it is contained in the book, The Physics of the Future. So once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. I mean, why should we scientists have all the fun? We're the ones investigating the secrets of Mother Nature. We're the ones trying to find out about our role in the universe. So why not be part of this great search? Get to the phones and call 612-564-8135, and you too can be part of the future. And just remember, we also report on the science news. Just recently, NASA sent the InSight Mars probe all the way out to the Red Planet. And by November, it should intercept the Red Planet and give us, well, a look at the inside of Mars. Now, we've photographed every single square mile of the Martian surface. We know more about the Martian surface than we do the planet Earth, for God's sake. And that's because the Earth is mainly covered with water. Mars is not. Therefore, we've been able to map every square foot of the surface of Mars, but we know nothing, I repeat, nothing about the inside of Mars. And that's where the Mars InSight probe comes from. It's part of the search to find out what's on the inside of Mars. We're going to sonogram Mars. Now, think of what a sonogram does. A sonogram sends sound waves into your body. The sound waves bounce off different organs, ricochet, cause echoes. And then a computer takes all these echoes and reassembles a picture of what's inside your body. In the same way, the inside probe is going to detect Mars quakes. That's right, earthquakes on Mars. By analyzing Mars quakes will vibrate inside the surface of Mars, bounce off the different layers of, let's say, magma and the mantle of Mars, and allow computers to give us a rough approximation of the interior of Mars. Now, you might say to yourself, well, why should we care? I mean, that's just underneath tons and tons of rock. Well, it has to do with the mystery of the red planet. Why did Mars lose its water? Why did Mars become this barren, frozen desert? Mars was once tropical. It cooled off before the Earth did. Mars was tropical when the Earth was still molten. But something happened to Mars. Mars once had great oceans. It once had an ocean about the size of the United States of America. We see remnants of riverbeds and flows of rivers and the outlines of oceans. But now, nothing. What happened? Well, we think that Mars has no magnetic field, and as a consequence, there's no magnetic shield protecting it from harsh cosmic rays, and especially the solar wind, which blows the atmosphere into outer space. That's probably what happened to the atmosphere of Mars. And then the question is, well, can that happen to the Earth? Well, the answer is yes, but how? It turns out that our magnetic field is also beginning to wind down. That's right. If you go back to the ancient mariners, they recorded the strength of magnetic fields at different points of the Earth. And if you compare the strengths of the magnetic fields they found back then with the magnetic fields of today, we find that, yes, magnetic fields are dropping on the planet Earth. And believe it or not, we don't know why. That's right. We're clueless as to understanding why the magnetic field of the Earth is gradually diminishing. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have a pole shift. That doesn't mean that we're going to have tremendous calamities like in the movies. No, this is the magnetic north that is decreasing in intensity. We don't know why. It has something to do with the churning of hot magma in the center of the Earth, but your guess is as good as mine. And so by analyzing the interior of Mars, we're going to begin to understand what's inside the red planet and what's in store for the planet Earth. Okay, well, let's move on now, and let's take a few listener phone calls. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Patrick Keeley. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was interested in how close theoretical physicists like you, Michio Kaku, are close to finding the theory of everything or something close to the theory of everything.
Okay, well, let me take a stab at that question. First of all, since time immemorial, philosophers, scientists, and mystics have wanted to find the ultimate substance of reality. The Greeks, for example, got it down to four. That is, earth, water, and dirt. And they thought that with four basic elements, they could create everything they see around us. When you look around you, you see the air, you see the oceans, you see water. But the ancients couldn't get anywhere with that theory. How do you explain the diversity of matter throughout the universe? How do we explain life? None of that could be explained by simply positing four substances. And then we had the Pythagoreans. The Pythagoreans worked out the laws of harmony. That's right. By looking at a lyre string, they were able to work out octaves, thirds, and fifths, and they reduced music to mathematics. And then they thought, aha, this is the theory of everything. This allows us to explain the universe. But it never went anywhere either. Because how do musical notes explain oxygen, hydrogen, helium? How do they explain the diversity of minerals and substances we see everywhere around the universe? Well, nothing much happened for a few thousand years until finally, in the 1800s, we had the birth of modern chemistry. With chemistry, we could reduce 100 or so elements, basic elements, out of which everything else could be formed. But that was also unsatisfying, because why 100 elements? And there seemed to be regularities among these elements. Well, let's take a short commercial break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, you are listening to a program which talks about the cutting edge of science. And before the break, we had a call. How close are we to the theory of everything? Well, as you mentioned before, the ancients thought they had it all mapped out. They thought that there was an earth substance, a substance or thing out of which everything could be explained. Why do we have the oceans? Why do we have the air? Why do we have the earth? They thought that all the basic elements of the universe could be brought down to just a handful. But that theory never went anywhere. Then in the 1800s came the beginning of modern chemistry. And we began to reduce the enormous diversity of matter to just a little over 100. With about 100 elements, you could then explain everything else. But why 100? And why the regularity within the Mendeleev chart of chemical elements? Well, then we broke down the atoms and found there was something inside the atom. Atom means atom. A means cannot. Tum means cut. So atom means cannot cut. But we smashed the atom. With the work of Ernest Rutherford, the atom was not fundamental at all. We could smash the atoms and get even smaller subatomic particles like protons. Then we could smash protons and get even smaller subatomic particles. So when I was a grad student years ago, there were hundreds, thousands of subatomic particles. We were drowning in the theory of everything. How could Mother Nature be so malicious, so devilish to create a universe where the fundamental substance of reality consisted of thousands of subatomic particles, each one with bizarre names, each one with bizarre subatomic properties? It couldn't be that way. Well, since then, we've made some progress. We have what is called the quark model, and the quark model can give you many of the other subatomic particles, but still we have 36 quarks. So, the standard model of subatomic particles based on quarks cannot be the final theory. Some physicists say that it's a theory so ugly that only a mother could love it. That's the standard model. But it seems to work. Why should Mother Nature be so malicious? Because Einstein had a different point of view. Einstein was able to summarize the laws of matter, energy, and space and time into just a single equation. E equals mc squared, for example, unites matter with energy. M is matter, like the hydrogen of the sun, which turns into E of sunlight, which gives us Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared, which is the reason why the stars shine. And so the fundamental mystery of why the universe is lit up the way it is reduced to a single equation that's half an inch long. Well, Einstein thought that another equation, perhaps an inch long, would allow him to summarize all physical matter. Why do we have neutrons and protons and neutrinos? Why do we have all these subatomic particles with bizarre names? Why? Why? Well, Einstein failed. He spent the last 30 years of his life, from 1925 to 1955, searching for this theory of everything. In fact, there's even a Hollywood movie which won the Academy Award, featuring an actor who plays Stephen Hawking, my colleague, who recently passed away. The title of the movie is The Theory of Everything. Well, watching the movie, I thought it was a very good biography of Stephen. However, it never bothered to mention the name of the theory of everything. It is called string theory. Now, string theory is not confirmed. That's one reason among several that Stephen did not win the Nobel Prize. However, it is a theory which seems to summarize everything into the laws of music laid out by the Pythagoreans 2,000 years ago. They thought that the universe was made out of music, and all the musical notes corresponded to all the different kinds of substances that we see around us. Nice idea, but it never went anywhere. But now we have the atomic model of neutrons and protons and electrons, but where do they come from? We think that they, in turn, perhaps come from vibrating strings. So each note of a string is not a chemical. No. Each note of a string is a subatomic particle, which then can create atoms. And so why do we have so many subatomic particles? Because we have so many notes on a violin string. If you had a microscope, it can see right into a neutron or a proton. You will see that the neutron or the proton is not really a dot at all, as we once thought. It's really a vibrating rubber band. And when the vibrating rubber band vibrates at a different frequency, we call it by a different name. And that's why we have neutrons and protons and electrons. They're nothing but musical notes on a vibrating string. That explains the standard model. It explains why we have 36 quarks, why we have so many fundamental subatomic particles. They're not fundamental at all. And then physics is reduced to the laws of harmony of these strings. Chemistry is nothing but the melodies that we can play on strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God that Einstein thought would reveal the deepest secrets of reality, the mind of God, is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. You see, these are not ordinary strings. These are strings that vibrate not in three dimensions, but in 11-dimensional hyperspace. And so, with this simple formulation, that music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace gives you all the subatomic particles we see in Mother Nature. And then the last question is, well, if this theory is so great, smarty pants, how come you guys don't win the Nobel Prize for it? Well, it's not verifiable at the present time. We have to build more particle accelerators, build more experimental apparatuses that can then prove that these particles do indeed arise from a string. So until then, sorry about that, it is just a theory. But if you want to know more about the theory, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, and also Hyperspace, which has a full discussion of the theory of everything. Oh, and lastly, some people say, give me an alternative. Let's say I don't like string theory. Let's say it's too crazy for me. 11-dimensional hyperspace sounds like Star Trek to me. Give me an alternative. Well, there is none. If you are a theoretical physicist, you know that this is the only game in town. Either you play with strings or you wander in the wilderness. There is no other alternative that has survived all the challenges made by physicists for the last 50 years. Think about that. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is James Heffernan, and I'm calling from Springfield, Illinois. No radio station, just Twitter. And I wanted to know, Elon Musk a number of times recently has stated that you can cause a runaway greenhouse reaction on Mars if you detonate a number of thermonuclear warheads over the southern ice cap. I wanted to know if this is possible, and also how many would it take, and why would only heat radiate down to the planet, and why would ice not be irradiated? Thank you.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Elon Musk is a pioneer who has the audacity to create a fleet of rockets that could reach the moon and perhaps even Mars, and he paid for it out of his own pocket. I mean, think about that. That would be once considered preposterous for a science fiction movie just a few decades ago. I mean, think about that. A billionaire who decides to finance a moon rocket from his own pocket. Amazing. Well, anyway, Elon Musk is this visionary who has business sense and has created a billion-dollar empire with Tesla Motors, PayPal, and now SpaceX. And he was asked a question. What's the fastest way to terraform Mars? Terraform Mars means turning it into a Garden of Eden, turning it into an Earth-like environment so that people can live and thrive on the red planet. And he said, well, yeah, detonate a few nukes on Mars. Well, some people thought that was an outlandish idea, so he backtracked a little bit. He says, well, let there be air bursts, not ground bursts, that would create radioactive fallout. So what is fallout? Fallout is radiation left over from radioactive dirt that is sucked into the fireball of a nuclear bomb, and also the irradiated vaporized remnants of the hull of the bomb casing. That's called fallout. However, if you have an airburst, that is, you detonate the bomb over the ground, there is no radioactive fallout at all. By the way, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were both airbursts. Many people say, ha, look at, well, let's take a short commercial break and then let's continue a discussion of nuking Mars. Is that the best way to make Mars into a Garden of Eden? Well, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With major coronavirus spikes in Florida and Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now ordered all the bars in his state, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, ordering his bars closed for the second time with a record resurgence in new coronavirus cases following reopenings last month. In addition to the bar closures, Abbott, a Republican, said that restaurants will be required to back up to 50% capacity, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick talks about the step back.
Our people of Texas, they expect us to protect their life and also to protect their liberty, protect their freedom, and protect their businesses and their jobs. And that's a tough balancing act, and that takes calm leadership that's optimistic, that's based on data, and moving forward. So we're still moving forward with a slight pause. We were ahead of everyone else, and we're going to watch these numbers. But going back to a lockdown, that would have to be something catastrophic, and we don't see that in the future.
This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a landmark hate crimes bill passed by state legislature earlier this week. The new law mandates enhanced sentencing for defendants convicted of targeting a victim because of their actual or perceived race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, mental disability, or physical disability. This would mean additional prison time or fines on top of sentences for the type of crime for which the defendant was convicted, such as assault, manslaughter, or murder. A federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration acted unlawfully when it transferred $2.5 billion in military construction projects to build parts of the wall at the southern border, a blow to the administration's efforts to fulfill President Trump's signature 2016 campaign promise. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the administration illegally went around Congress in reappropriating the funds. It ruled on a suit brought by a coalition of border states, including California and other environmental groups. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting phone call asking about Elon Musk's idea of, well, nuking Mars. Elon Musk is the great scientific visionary and billionaire pioneering SpaceX, Tesla Motors, and PayPal. And he has created his own moon rocket called the Falcon Heavy and even has a Mars rocket on the books. It's called the BFR. R, this gigantic rocket that takes us to Mars. B is for big, R is for rocket, and F is for your imagination. Well, in spite of all the difficulties, he does believe that our future lies on the red planet. But how do you turn the red planet into a Garden of Eden? Luke the ice caps. Mars has two gigantic polar ice caps that are full of carbon dioxide and water. Water in frozen form, so why not melt them? Well, at first he said, nuke Mars, but then he began to backtrack when he was criticized, and then said, well, why not have an airburst? So let me explain. Where does the fallout come from an atomic bomb? It comes from radioactive dirt that is sucked into the fireball, and also the bomb casing, which is vaporized in the process of detonating a atomic or hydrogen warhead. But you see, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, those bombs had very little fallout. Now, some people say, aha, it means that even after nuclear war, we can recover very quickly. Well, not so fast. It turns out that, yeah, they were airbursts, which meant that their fallout was diminished. However, if they were groundbursts, then they would be radioactive for decades to perhaps centuries to come. But because they were airbursts, it reduced the amount of fallout that was sucked into the fireball. So Elon Musk has let there be airbursts over the surface of Mars. Well, personally, I think there's a better way to do it, and that is to have solar satellites. Solar satellites orbit Mars to beam down solar energy that would then slowly melt the polar ice caps without having to radiate Mars. Is it possible to nuke Mars? The answer is yes. Nuclear weapons are cheaper than you realize. They only cost a few million bucks apiece. Believe it or not, they can be mass-produced. Of course, to obtain one is quite difficult. But the actual physical cost of creating a hydrogen warhead is actually not that much, because most of it is automated and mass-produced. So it is possible to nuke Mars, but the consequences, well, there could be unexpected consequences. We don't know the stability of the red planet's polar ice caps. We don't know how many bombs are necessary to accomplish that feat. It's basically a shot in the dark. And personally, I think that astronauts may not want to drink water that comes from the polar ice caps if the water makes you glow at night all by yourself. And so I think that is not such a good idea, especially when there are alternatives to terraforming Mars. In my book, The Future of Humanity, I mentioned that if we can raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, if we could raise the temperature by that amount, you would have a runaway greenhouse effect all by itself, and Mars would literally terraform itself. Now, you may say to yourself, isn't that science fiction? Well, yeah, part science fiction, but realize that we are terraforming the Earth right now. That's right. We are terraforming a planet, except that planet is not Mars. It happens to be the planet Earth. And so we do have some experience with terraforming a planet, because we are terraforming our own backyard. And, well, who knows what's going to happen to our planet as a consequence. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Keep the calls coming. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Be part of the fun. Be part of the great search for knowledge about this great universe of ours.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call 612-564-8135. When the recording comes on, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, leave a comment or a question, and bingo! Perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And just remember that even sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound of all. Recently, one of my friends who works for Con Edison, the utility here, was just shooting the breeze with his friends at the water cooler, and someone just casually remarked the simple question. If the sun were to disappear right now, how long would it take before we would notice it? Such a simple question that left everybody stumped. Here were all these top electrical engineers in charge of the grid for New York City, clueless about what to do if one day the sun were to disappear. Well, I know the answer. It turns out that in eight minutes, the Earth would be flung into outer space without the sun. You see, gravity itself has a speed limit. The speed of gravity is the speed of light. Yep, Einstein was right. And the Nobel Prize was given out last year to three astronomers and astrophysicists who showed that gravity waves from titanic events like the collision of black holes emit shock waves that can be detected by our instruments. And yep, that's right, these shock waves travel at the speed of light. So in other words, if you have a question, give us a call. The number is, once again, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name's Ed. I'm calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, radio station KFBX. And I was wondering what the shape of Hawaii is, as it's the lava comes up through the ocean, up over the top of the ocean, and as it spills out, does it form a mushroom? Are people more or less living on the sides of a mushroom that could break off on a heavy earthquake and then fall into the ocean? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that's on a lot of people's mind right now because of the devastation in Hawaii. In fact, I once took a helicopter rented by BBC Television, and we filmed. We actually filmed right over the Kilauea volcano, which is now erupting. And very clearly, from the vantage point of our helicopter, you could see the red, hot, molten lava spewing out, creating this gigantic volcanic dome. So you're right that the emission of hot magma from the bowels of the earth do create this cone, which creates the cone of the volcano. And I should also point out that, yes, we have all the devastation, the evacuations, the chaos caused by this, but realize that, well, the Hawaiian Islands themselves are a lesson in geology. You see, a new Hawaiian island is being created even as we speak. That's right, even as we speak, a new Hawaiian island is erupting off the coast of Hawaii, creating the next Hawaiian island. Now, if you take a look at a map of the Hawaiian Islands, you see that they're like a bunch of dots lined up in a row. Now, why is that? Why do we have all these volcanoes lined up in a straight line? And the answer is very simple. Continental drift. It turns out there's a stationary pool of magma right there, but as the Earth's crust moves over the stationary pool of magma, the magma's pressure eventually punches a hole through the crust of the Earth, creating the next volcano. And that's the origin of the Hawaiian Islands, the fact that continental drift is pushing the crust of the Earth over a stationary pool of magma, which periodically punches a hole, creating the next Hawaiian island. Now, believe it or not, we also find that on Mars. Yep, on Mars. On Mars, there are three volcanoes lined up in a straight line, just like we see here on the planet Earth in the Hawaiian Islands. So even though Mars probably does not have continental drift today, we think that in the past it probably did. And that's the reason why we have three volcanoes right in a line in Mars, just like we see the Hawaiian Islands today, because basically we're seeing geology at work. And then the next question is, well, where does all this energy come from? Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll tell you where the energy of all this activity in Hawaii come from. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out what I'm up to, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It has references to my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space, as we terraform Mars, as we go past the solar system to the distant planets, and one day, as we encounter extraterrestrial intelligence throughout the universe. And so once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a question about volcanoes, given the fact we have this massive eruption taking place in the Big Island of Hawaii with the Kilauea volcano, causing people to evacuate from their homes. And we left off with the question, well, where does all this energy come from? Well, believe it or not, there was a debate 100 years ago which split the scientific community. Biologists and geologists said that it must have taken literally billions of years to create the planet Earth. However, physicists said, no, it only takes a few million years for molten rock to cool down. The Earth is still hot. Therefore, the Earth must be just a few million years old, not billions of years old. Well, here was one example of when we physicists were wrong. That's right. We got the laws of physics wrong. Madame Curie was the one who got it right. Madame Curie said radiation, like coming from thorium and uranium, they can be radioactive for billions of years, and that's why the volcanoes that we see in Hawaii are erupting. The center of the Earth is radioactive. With uranium, thorium, and other radioactive chemicals, that generates heat for billions of years. The Earth should have cooled down by itself millions of years after it was formed, but that's because ordinary heat cannot be sustained for billions of years. Radiation can. And so here's an example of, well, where we physicists were incorrect. The Earth is radioactive. Radioactive elements can be radioactive for billions of years, not millions of years. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Victor, and I'm from the great city of Detroit. My question is, a lot of science people poke fun, saying I'm supposed to believe in some magical wizard with a long beard created life. I say no, absolutely not. Some greater power must have caused the universe to exist. The existence of a watch indicates the presence of an intelligent mind, right? And the existence of the universe and various phenomena within it indicates the presence of even a greater intelligence, right? The universe looks the same whether science admits there's a God or not. So why not be logical and say science is non-religious, but we think there is a creator instead of laughing at believers who also trust science. Please get back to me on this. Thank you.
Well, of course, you asked the $64,000 question of, is there a plan or a design? Or if so, is there a designer and a planner that created everything? I don't have time to discuss everything. However, in my book, Parallel Worlds, I do give you the philosophy that Einstein laid out, that first of all, there are two kinds of God that we have to be very careful to distinguish. The first God is the personal God. That is the God that answers prayers. Every Christmas, kids pray to God to get that shiny bicycle they've always dreamt about. Other people dream about smiting the Philistines. Other people dream about glory. But whatever, we have the personal God, the God that answers your prayers. Then we have the God of Spinoza, the God of order, the God of harmony, beauty, simplicity. Einstein did not believe in the God that answers your prayers. Why should the God of the universe, which created the glorious heavens, be concerned about that red bicycle that you want for Christmas? He thought instead there should be a creator a la Spinoza's creator. That is, the laws of physics are so beautiful, he thought. They're so simple and so elegant that it could not have been an accident. So he believed in what is called the Old One. In many of his letters, he talks about the Old One, because the universe, of course, is very old. But where did it all come from, this ancient universe of ours? And he considered himself a child entering a library for the first time. Think of entering a gigantic library with thousands of books, and all he could do was take the first volume and open the first page and read the first chapter in this gigantic library called the universe. And so Einstein did not think it was an accident, but he did not believe in a personal God. He believed in the God of simplicity, order, the God that gave us a harmonious universe when the universe could have been random. The universe could have been ugly. It could have been, for example, a universe without stable matter. So the universe would be nothing but a sea of electrons and neutrinos and not much else. But here we are with this glorious universe, with this incredible diversity of chemicals and life forms and substances, this incredible diversity of forms, and it didn't have to be that way. And so that's what Einstein thought about this. And then the next question is, what about religion as an organized institution and science? Well, Galileo, I think, said it best. Galileo said that the purpose of science is to determine how the heavens go. The purpose of religion is to determine how to go to heaven. So, in other words, religion is about ethics. It's about how to be a good person, how to be God-fearing. It's how to be kind to your neighbors. It's the golden rule. All that is contained within the Bible. However, we also have the laws of physics about how the heavens go. And Einstein thought we should keep the two distinct. And the trouble occurs when religious people pontificate about natural law or when scientists begin to pontificate about ethics. That's where we get into trouble. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Give us a call. The hotline number to call, once again, write this number down, is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you might get on Science Fantastic.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.